What about this standoff between the FBI and tech giant Apple? Apple is refusing to help the FBI investigate that terrorist attack in California late last year. Syed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik armed themselves with rifles and stormed into a holiday party in San Bernardino. They killed 14 people and wounded 17 others. So the FBI is attempting to access Farouk's iPhone, but they can't get into it because it requires a password, and Apple won't give them help to get into the phone because they're worried about invading the terrorist's privacy. The FBI believes the phone may hold clues about the couple and who they communicated with. A US magistrate has ordered Apple to help the FBI break into Farouk's phone, but Apple's CEO Tim Cook says the company will fight the order. He's refusing the instructions from the magistrate. Are they serious? Where do their priorities lie? With the dead terrorists, I guess. Imagine there's information on that phone identifying other extremists planning further attacks, and the FBI can't get access. Apple has been ordered by a court to help out the police. I would have thought a company the size of Apple would be concerned about the safety of the greater population. Apparently, an individual's right to privacy is more important, even when that individual is a mass murderer who walks into a Christmas party trying to kill as many people as he can. I bet it'd be a different story if the Apple boss Tim Cook had a family member mowed down in the blaze of bullets like those poor people at San Bernardino. There's some very twisted logic going on at Apple. Rotten logic, if you ask me.